talk to our friend Carla Marinucci. She is
Carla Marinucci,
writing, a reporter for Politico. Carla, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you both. Thanks.
So Oakland has now three police chiefs having stepped down within 8 days. Is that right? One after two days. All around this sex scandal. Tell us about it.
Dr. Drew, Mike, this story comes right out of True Detective or some other tawdry TV show, and it's really unbelievable when it does involve three police chiefs, as many as 30 officers, and a teenage prostitute who says she's had sex with folks in as many as 7 different departments up here in Northern California. You've got 2 suicides in the mix. I mean, it's got everything, and this is a story that's disturbing because it goes to the whole issue of sexual exploitation of minors. The girl was underage, said she began prostituting herself at the age of 12 in Oakland. She's the daughter of a police dispatcher, and essentially what she describes, and she's talked to numerous news outlets about this, CNN included, saying she was a sort of passed around by officers in the Oakland PD and other departments. They leaked to her information about when there was going to be undercover raids. So she exchanged for information in addition to sex. You know, this goes to, you know, trafficking, human trafficking, police abuses. This is in a city, by the way, that was already under court monitor since 2003 for police abuses, and it's been called, I'm speaking to you from Oakland right now, this is a city that's really tried to struggle to come back. It's had somewhat of a renaissance with tech, and now this one hits. It's just, I think, a reminder that these sex trafficking issues, teenage prostitution issues in Oakland, is supposed to be a hub for that in the West Coast, haven't gone away, and neither have big police issues commanding the headlines up here.
She was a prostitute, right?
Yeah, she describes herself. She says she's been out on the streets since age 12, and how this whole thing kicked off was one of the cops in the Oakland PD basically saved her from a pimp on the street. They began having sex. You know, the whole thing was documented on Instagram and in text messages. And then he sort of began recommending her to other cops, the way she described it. When she finally said she was going to out him on it, he committed suicide. And that's sort of how the whole thing surfaced. But
when you say passed around, it implies her services were sort of recommended. You know what I mean? It's passed around as sort of a different implication.
Yeah, no, exactly right. That different officers sort of picked up on what she was doing for members of the department, exchange for information and for money. And she sort of describes herself as getting a reputation among these officers as a minor, by the way. So what we're talking about here is, you know, and so far no charges have been filed against any of these officers, and there's a whole variety of investigations going on. But, you know, of course, you're talking about potential statutory rape charges, potential human trafficking charges. It could be really, really ugly, and I think the fact that this has hit a major department in the United States and involves so many officers really is the thing that has raised eyebrows and raised alarms about just where police departments are and who's looking over them. As the mayor said here, as she got rid of her third police chief in 3 weeks, I'm not running a frat house, but I guess she is.
And why the chiefs? Why are they being sort of, why one after the other? They find out they were involved.
Why are they the sacrificial lamb?
Because it really appears nobody wants the job in Oakland. You know, one after the other, things have sort of surfaced about whether they should have known, what kind of connections they had with officers involved in the case, and one after the other have said, thanks or no thanks, I don't want the job. And right now, it's under the city administrator, and they're trying to find people to take over. But the fact is that this is a city that has struggled for a long time with cops that have used excessive force, planted evidence, and really seem to be coming back, I have to say, living here. Most violent city in America, it's been called. The violent crime rates have dropped a lot, but listen, prostitution and teenage prostitution has been a particular problem in Oakland because of the location and because of a long history of trafficking and being at sort of at the web of the Bay Area here. It has just been something that's been off the hook in terms of a problem, and now you're seeing it hit, 7 departments up here in the Bay Area law enforcement agencies, there's no question that I think the hand is going to come down on all of these. And the question is, what happens to these officers once the whole investigation gets done?